speedbuilders.com.
Mr. Harris, you have been sworn. Give us your full name.
Roger Paul Harris.
Are you a resident of Chicago?
Yes, I am.
Tell us your age and how long you have lived here.
I am 45 and have lived there nearly all my life.
Are you married, sir?
Yes.
And do you have a family?
A 16-year-old boy who lives at home and a married daughter who lives in Denver.
What kind of work do you do?
I am the manager of the Acme supermarket on Illinois Avenue.
That is just outside the city, nearby the airport. Is that correct?
Right.
How long have you been employed in that particular Acme store as manager?
Going on 3 years now.
Were you so employed on May 15, 1996?
Yes, I was.
What day of the week was that? Do you recall?
It was a Thursday.
That is the day when the defendant in this case is alleged to have robbed your store. Do you remember that day?
I remember it well.
What time of day did this alleged incident occur?
It happened about 8:15 or 8:25.
In the evening?
Yes, about half an hour before closing.
You normally closed the store at what time?
Regular hours on Thursday were 9 to 9.
Now, sir, I want you to give us the best description you can of what happened that night, as best you can recall it. Where were you when you first noted something unusual?
I was in the office checking the day's receipts when my assistant manager came in and told me something funny was going on.
Go ahead.
I asked him what he meant, and he said he had observed two men apparently just standing around the front of the store, not shopping.
What was so unusual about that?
Well, he also said he thought he saw something protruding from the jacket one of the two men was wearing, something that looked possibly like a gun handle.
Where was this man standing when your assistant manager noticed him?
At the front of the store, about the middle, near the line of grocery carts.
This is where the carts were kept for customers to take as they walked into the store to shop?
That's right. They are lined up near the front windows.
Would you please give the jury a brief physical description of the front part of your store?
There is a row of checkout counters with cash registers running from the doors across the front of the store from one side to the other.
As you would stand at a counter checking out, where would the entrance be?
To your right.
And your office is on the other side at the front?
At the far left side of the store, that's correct.
What happened next?
I stepped out of the office and walked to the first aisle to get a better look, and just then the one guy, the thin one, turned enough that I could see he had a gun.
What kind of gun could you see?
It was definitely a double-barrel, sawed-off shotgun. He had it stuck in his belt, but when he turned, you could see it sticking out.
Where was the other man at that point?
I don't know for sure. I just turned around and went into the entrance to the back room and told the stock boy to call the police because we were being robbed.
Had either of the two men done anything up to that point?
No, but by the time I walked back out into the store, the other guy, the heavier set one, was standing right behind us with an automatic weapon drawn.
Did he say anything to you?
He told us to get back in the office quick, you know. Then the thin one came up and told me to give him what was in the drawer.
Did that man have a weapon drawn then?
Oh yes, he had that shotgun pulled out in front of him, waving it around.
Did you do as he instructed you?
I opened the drawer, but it was empty. So he cursed at me and told me to try the other cash registers.
Was this in the office or at the checkout counters?
At the customer service counter.
Were there any customers in the store while all this was going on?
There were a couple people, but they couldn't see what was going on because we were in the office.
I thought you told me the men were not concealing their weapons, though.
The guy with the revolver, he had a jacket folded over his arm, and he had the gun sort of under the jacket, where you really couldn't see it.
Was the other man in the office, too?
Yes, he had his shotgun out, but you couldn't see it from out in the store, I don't think.
Did these men actually get any money?
They certainly did. About $800 in cash. It was a Friday night.
Is it your testimony, Mr. Harris, that still, at that point, no one else in the store had noticed what was going on?
That's correct. When I put the money in the brown paper bag for them, they started to back out of the office, and the one guy told me if I tried to follow them, I would never see daylight again.
Who was carrying the bag as they left the store?
The heavyset one.
Were you able to see where they went after they exited the store?
They walked out the front doors of the store and ran to an old Pontiac in the parking lot, got in, and took off.
Can you describe that car for us?
It was about a 68 model Pontiac, I would say. Gold. I couldn't see the number on the tag, though.
Did the police arrive at about that time?
Probably 5 minutes later at the most.
I want to ask you some questions about these two men that you say robbed your store, Mr. Harris. When the man holding the pistol approached you, which hand was he holding the gun in?
His right hand.
What was he doing with his left hand?
Holding his coat out so nobody could see the gun.
Did you see him shift that gun to his other hand at any time?
Not that I recall, no. It was always in that right hand.
Did you see any scars on this man's right hand?
No.
How tall a man was he?
No more than 5'6", 5'7".
How much did he weigh?
190 pounds, in that range.